This America's Test Kitchen segment is sponsored by Bob's Red Mill, a premier culinary sponsor. So as we speak, it is pumpkin spice latte season, the most love it or hate it time of year. Well, our friends at America's Test Kitchen want us all to love it. Well, pumpkin spice anyway, not necessarily the whole latte part. And so Tucker Shaw is here to convince our producer, Sally Swift, that pumpkin spice can be redeemed.
Hey, Tucker, great to have you back.
Hey, Sally, how are you doing?
All is well. So I was with my teenage daughter in a Starbucks the other day. You can't walk in that place without being totally hit over the head with pumpkin spice smell. And she turned to me and I said, Have you ever had a pumpkin spice latte? And she said, Mom, their pumpkin spice is black gel, which is pretty, it's a pretty scary thought. And, you know, it is, it's kind of been ruined, I think. And you have taken it on.
Go ahead and get your licks in because, you know, pumpkin spice deserves better than what it's gotten. And listen, if you've lost the teenagers, it's already past its prime.
I know, you're in big trouble. That's exactly right.
But here's the thing. Pumpkin spice is really, really a simple blend of spices, and you probably have them all in your kitchen right now. They're favorites. I'm talking about ground cinnamon, ground ginger, ground nutmeg, and ground allspice. Those are the scents and flavors of the holidays. Who doesn't want to have that?
Right, and not a pumpkin to be seen.
Usually in most of the products where you find it, no, there's no pumpkin at all. And, you know, it has shown up in some really silly places. Frozen waffles, sandwich cookies, you know, really, really bizarre places. We decided to bring it back into a very simple recipe for pumpkin spice muffins.
Okay, I want to talk about that recipe, but I want to talk about the spices too. So did you do your own blend or did you buy pre-mixed pumpkin pie spice?
We did both, and we sampled two or three versions that we found at the grocery store, and we liked them quite well. You can easily make your own, though, by combining those four spices, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and allspice. And if you do buy a version that's sold at the grocery store, just take a glance at the label and make sure that it doesn't have any kind of weird stuff in it.
Okay, that makes sense. And then tell us about this recipe that in which you're going to redeem pumpkin pie spice for everyone.
Well, the most important thing that we did here, I think, is we brought pumpkin back because these spices belong with pumpkin. So we created a very simple recipe for muffins. This recipe will be familiar to anybody who's made a muffin of almost any variety before. You essentially whisk together some dry ingredients of flour, sugar, spices, and some baking powder. And then in a separate bowl, you whisk together some canned pumpkin, eggs, melted butter, and milk. And then you combine them together, scoop them out into your muffin tin, and cover them with a very simple streusel topping and bake away.
Sounds perfect and simple. And canned pumpkin over fresh?
Canned pumpkin over fresh. You can certainly roast your own pumpkin and go that route, but the canned pumpkin is much, much easier. And the great thing about pumpkin in a muffin recipe or a quick bread recipe is that it contributes body and moisture and sort of a richness. So that means you don't need to use quite as much, you know, butter. You don't need to use oil. You don't end up with greasy muffins. You just end up with really, really flavorful muffins that have a lovely, tender, crumbly texture.
And great. So we bake them up and our kitchen's going to smell like Starbucks.
It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it. And so much better than any coffee shop you can imagine.
And while I have you here,
yeah.
So we got a call from a listener a couple of weeks ago that had us all stumped. He called and he has a 100-pound pumpkin he's wondering what he can do with. And we have no idea. What do you say, Tucker Shaw?
Holy great pumpkin. That sounds huge.
100 pounds.
Yeah, geez. I think that would be a tough thing to tackle in the kitchen. So if I were you, I would just carve out the biggest jack-o'-lantern on the block, take lots of pictures of it, and see if you can win a contest in your town.
Stick to the sculpture.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, thanks, Tucker.
Thank you, Sally.
Tucker Shaw is editor-in-chief of Cook's Country magazine. You can find the recipe for pumpkin spice muffins at splendidtable.org.